Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Do you know that there's a test that under American citizenship, I'm going to give you guys a test this morning. You're going to have a test, John, Pat, you're going to have a test before the whole world. If you don't pass this test, you can no longer be an American citizen, because this is the citizenship test that's given to America, to people who want to become a citizen. Okay? We won't be able to ask them all, but we'll ask a few, and then we'll ask them over a period of time. We're going to talk about, you know, what's the original tent of America? What was, see, this is what's happening is, we've missed the original tent of our country. What was our founding fathers' purpose? What did they want? And they wanted, first of all, the government not to mess with religion, for us to be able to freely worship God, of course, the First Amendment and all, but also that it was not going to be a theocracy where some religion was going to be over America, but it was going to be a government that allowed us to worship God freely. And so when you so you have to be loyal to the U.S. Constitution when you come to America and you want to be a citizen. By the way, and if you're here, you're supposed to be loyal to the Constitution. Our president, all the way down to our military, Congress, Senate, governors, whoever, they have to pick a pledge that they pledge to defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. So this Constitution is very, very important. And what we have is people not passing this very first part of the test, you know, which says, okay, good, you don't want to be in America. That's okay, that's fine. And the first question is, John, this is to you. What is the supreme law of the land? John.
The supreme law of the land? It's the Constitution.
Yes. The very first question. Isn't that wild? The very first question of the citizenship, how to become a citizen, should clarify things that if you want a caliphate in America, you don't belong here, because the supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution. The reason why they want to do away with the Constitution, listen, they want to do away with the supreme law of the land. That's the very first question, America. That's the very first question. So many of us, you know, are failing that test because we're just thinking it's not that relevant. It's like, it's not only relevant, it's the supreme law of the land.
Wow.
Somebody says, oh, it's just outdated. It is the supreme law of the land.
Period.
So that's the first question. So you got that right. So far, you can stay in America, but I'll let you know when you're finished. This next question is directed to Pat. Pat, number two, what does the Constitution do? What does the Constitution do?
Looking at me.
He's not on for this segment.
Well, gives us our rights.
Well, it sets up our government. It defines the government, and it protects our basic rights. Those three things. And so, if you want to know why is there a executive branch, why is there a legislature branch, why is there a judiciary branch? Because it says so in the Constitution. It's a balance of powers. Why do presidents only, I'm not going to tell you other future questions. So yeah, it does our rights, but also sets up the government, and it defines the government. So when people are wanting to change our Constitution, they want to change the definition of government.
All right.
See what they're doing? So you say you can't do that. You know, you can't change the Constitution and think you're going to have the same form of government.
Doesn't work.
Because it's defined in it. It's very good. You can stay in America, even though you're a Saints fan. John, we're going to just do 5D. John, number three.
There's more.
Oh, there's 100 questions. We're going to ask this.
100?
We want all of our... I know, you still... Not, you have to get your
I still
backs.
May be deported.
Yeah, you're going to be deported. We're going to self-deport. Right. Self-deport. That was a wrong statement. Okay. The idea of self-government is in the... John, this is you. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are these three words?
Repeat the question again.
John, this one's to you. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. John, what are these three words?
We the people.
Awesome. Very good. Hey. We the people in order to form, right?
Yep.
So it's like that's a self-government. That's why we have to participate in it. And I don't, we'll probably, it'll be tomorrow, but if we do today, understand that people did not want to self-govern. That's why they wanted a king. They didn't want somebody to fight their battles for them. And the Constitution set up where you're going to have to fight your own battles. You're going to have to do the hard work in your life. You know, government's not going to sweep into the rescue. But if you start turning to government, then you're going to redefine it. And it's no longer we the people, but it's we the government. Mm. So if you're becoming a citizen, if you just took the citizenship test and you were Mexican or you were Chinese or you were, I don't know, Iraqi or something, you're coming to America, you're going to have to pass this test to be a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the next one. This will go to John, right?
I just did.
Okay. Question number four, Pat.
Mm.
What is an amendment? What is an amendment?
At the Bill of Rights.
Is everything packed?
Well, no, I mean, I thought it's the, you know.
No, think about the word. Think about the word here.
Right to bear arms.
But what is an amendment?
Oh, something they added to it.
Yeah, very good. Okay, you can unpack your things. It's a change or an addition. A change or an addition. So yeah, the Constitution was written, and then they made amendments to the Constitution. So the things that we're going to talk about probably in the future of this process is our amendments that were added to the Constitution. So the Constitution was written, and then they made changes to the Constitution, which that's one thing that we can do. We can change things. If the people operate in the form of representative government the way we're supposed to, that if we do what it says and how to make changes, we can make changes to. And a lot of changes, not a lot, there's been a specific amount of changes that have been made, but it means a change to the Constitution or an addition to the Constitution. And last but not least for today, you know, the original 10 of America. And we have so many people, you know, talking about, you know, judging people who are wanting to come to our country. First of all, we all came here from somewhere else.
That's
God,
right.
As Christians, we should be wide open in our arms welcoming the alien and making sure they have food and health care or whatever. We don't shun anybody as a Christian, but we do say, hey, to be able to sustain this country, you need to be loyal to our Constitution. That's our supreme law. If you come here and you're not loyal to, if you're an enemy of a domestic enemy or a foreign enemy of our Constitution, sorry, bro, we won't blend together.
That's right.
This is our operating system. And you'll come against it. John, right?
Mm-hmm.
John. Well, he was quick on that one. This is our fifth and final question for today. What do you call the first 10 amendments, the 10 changes, the 10 additions to the Constitution?
Come on.
Bill of Rights.
Yeah, the Bill of Rights. Oh, that's so wonderful. You did an excellent, excellent job.
You gave him all the easy ones.
Oh, my goodness. Well, think about it. You know, isn't that amazing, though, that most people don't understand that have been born in America, that people that come to America, they have to answer this test. They have to answer enough questions on this test to pass it to become an American citizen. But if you look at the people that that are coming to America, you would say, did you really take this test?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's not the fact people say, I think we should just take all these people that have come to America illegally or whatever, you know, that just make them citizens. Well, no, you first need to teach them these principles, and they need to be able to know them, and then they can pass. If they pass the test, and if they agree to be loyal to the Constitution,
right,
and to defend it from enemies foreign and domestic, then come on in. You know,
come on in.
We need help. We need, especially in America, because Americans don't want to do a lot of the work. And so, you know, as Christians, we can't buy on to some conservative or liberal viewpoint about the foreigner. As foreigners, we're thinking about, you know, blessed is he who takes care of the alien, who makes sure there's enough food for the passerby, you know, that God watches how we treat the poor, or treat people who are not part of your community, for example. Mm-hmm. And so we want to know. So we're going to be taking, this is the original 10 of America, and we're going to be taking this test from time to time to just to find out. And I think it's going to encourage you, and you'll be able to catch all the segments together. I'm sure they'll be all referenced to each other on the VFN Torch. But there's 100 questions, and if you didn't pass these, you need to study this test to you know, say, you know what, I want to be a good American before I start criticizing other people who I said they don't need to be American. I didn't even know.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. It's sort of like the people that are, you know, fighting about having the Ten Commandments taken down of the courtroom, and they don't even know what the Ten Commandments are.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, it's just totally, totally crazy. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.